Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you guys on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we will play our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Before then, let's talk a little bit about Ravens running back Derrick Henry. You guys know that so far this season, Derrick Henry has had a fumble in each of their first three games. Now, if you look at the numbers, Derrick Henry's still been Derrick Henry. He has 41 carries for 242 yards. He has three touchdowns so far this season. He is averaging 5.9 yards a carry. But the plays that he has had so far this season, those three big fumbles that he has had, two of them have directly resulted in a loss. I also think it's important to note a large majority of those yards happened in one game. The last two games, Derrick Henry had 11 carries for 23 yards in Sunday night's game, or Monday night, excuse me. He had 12 carries for 50 yards and scored a touchdown in that one. So, yeah, he had the monster day in week one against the Bills. Hasn't really been that way since. This is my question, and maybe this is a very premature question to ask of Derrick Henry. But I think we all know at some point it ends for Derrick Henry, and it is going to end very differently than it's going to end for other players just because of the position that he plays. We are talking about a running back that has put a bunch of carries on his body over the last 7 years or so. I mean, in four of the last 6 years, Derrick Henry has led the NFL in carries. Last season, he had 325 carries for almost 2,000 yards and had 16 touchdowns and averaged 6 yards a carry. Like, Derrick Henry had one of the best seasons that we had ever seen for a running back who was 30 or older. What if he's not that anymore? I mean, he's still dynamic. He's still a guy that runs for 1,200 yards this season. But taking 700 yards out of the Ravens offense and him not being the dynamic playmaker that he was last year is a substantial change in their offense. Is there any chance with now the fumbles and not playing well these last 2 weeks, is there any chance that Derrick Henry just isn't the superhero anymore? He's just a really good back in the NFL, because if Baltimore is going to win the Super Bowl and get over the hump, they need Derrick Henry to be a superhero. And so far in their two losses, he has been anything but.
I have been calling for the fall off of Derrick Henry for, I don't know, when did I get hired over here? 2020? So ever since I got hired, I've been calling for Derrick Henry fall off is coming. Every year I've been wrong. Every single one of them. But I do understand why we are now having this conversation in 2025. Because while his fall off, and I'm air quoting fall off, would be going from maybe the best running back in the NFL to just good, and maybe next year he falls to a little below good, and then it's over, it is worth noting that Ravens offense is built around he and Lamar's ability to be successful running the football. One of the reasons why the Ravens were a Super Bowl threat last season, although they fell short, is because of his 1,900 yards rushing. And one of the reasons why Lamar had an MVP type of season is because they built their offense around he and Derrick Henry being sensational in the backfield. It's possible, and I, more than anyone else, am open to the idea, because I've always been open to the idea, that his fall off could be why the Ravens are 1-2. It could be why they are not looking like the Super Bowl team a lot of people thought they were preseason. So I'm open to the conversation that Derrick Henry is starting to fall off, because fair is fair. We complain on this show about Travis Kelce with the frustrations with his offense and having little temper tantrums on the sideline. Derrick Henry had one after his fumble last week against the Lions.
I don't really mind that one. To me, that's just a little bit different. It didn't really seem to be directed at a teammate or a coach. I mean, if we're now mad at guys for themselves walking over to the sideline and slamming their own helmet because they're mad they're fumbled. Now, that's something that I do think happens all the time. I don't think there's a lot of instances of head coach chest bumping player. I do think there's a lot of instances is players throwing something on the ground because they're frustrated with themselves. So I don't think that the Derrick Henry outburst and the Travis Kelce outburst, I don't think they're comparable for that reason.
I think they're comparable for this reason. I think it is two players who are older veterans in the league and they are frustrated with either themselves or their team or both, that they are not playing the same way they're used to playing. How many fumbles did Derrick Henry have in his career before this season? I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it didn't feel like he had a problem holding on to the football. This year, he has a massive problem holding on to the football. He's been really kind of butterfingers a little bit with the ball. So I think Derrick Henry and Travis Kelce's outbursts are comparable for this reason. It is two veteran guys who are frustrated, and I think they're frustrated because they aren't playing up to the level they're used to, and it's possible that level is gone because that's what happens to veteran players. You get older and you get worse. That's the nature of sports. That's why I compare the Derrick Henry and Travis Kelce outbursts. The outbursts themselves aren't the same, but I think it's the same culprit. They are frustrated that they are not playing up to their own par.
It is kind of crazy. It's like I'm reading this text right here, and the text was, don't the Chiefs have a good history of bottling up Derrick Henry? In the regular season games, I just did a quick math while Rob was talking. Derrick Henry against the Chiefs in regular season games averages 18 carries for 98 yards against the Chiefs. And it's funny because it actually feels like they do a decent job against Derrick Henry. He's never killed the Chiefs. At least it doesn't feel like it. I got to look back to that postseason game and see what the numbers were on that one. But the Chiefs did a really good job in the AFC Championship game against Derrick Henry. It never feels like he's had that big back-breaking run against the Kansas City Chiefs. It never feels like he's kind of had that one game where he has the 17 carries for 150 yards and two touchdowns. Maybe I'm misremembering it when we're talking about the Chiefs and their history against Derrick Henry. They've never completely shut him down, but they've never allowed him to beat them either.
I was at that Titans-Chiefs playoff
I'll pull it
game.
Up here real quickly.
I was trying to pull up his postseason stats while you were talking.
I got
talking.
It right here. Okay, in that perfect. Game, the Chiefs held him to 19 carries for 69 yards.
That's a good job bottling
they did.
Him up.
Now, they also went up against him in 2018. If I'm remembering correctly, that's the Marcus Mariota game. Maybe I got my years off on when that was.
That is Marcus Mariota, yep.
In that game, Derrick Henry had 23 carries for 156 yards and one touchdown. Now, that was 2018, Bob Sutton, different defense. I'm certainly not saying that's what we're expecting to see on Sunday against this team. I don't think that they have done great against Derrick Henry, but they also haven't been bad against Derrick Henry either. Again, outside of one or two times, they haven't really allowed him to be a tremendous difference maker in this. If you're telling me right now that you could pencil in Derrick Henry for, let's say you give him 17 carries for 91 yards, I think you absolutely take that on Sunday. The Chiefs, that's a game you can win if you hold Derrick Henry to 91 yards in the game. I think you're very happy with that outcome.
I think the Chiefs win the game if you hold them to 91 yards. I also think, to your point, it's funny. I would have said the same thing the text line said. Oh, the Chiefs always ball up Derrick Henry. And even saying, lock in the number right now, he gets 91 yards, a part of me thinks the Chiefs can hold him to under 91 yards. I feel like the Chiefs consistently can do that. But the numbers you laid out, he is far better against the Chiefs than I remembered. He's just not... He doesn't have one of those plays that makes you go, oh, goodness. Like when he ended Earl Thomas's NFL career. He doesn't have that sort of moment against the Chiefs. But it's not like he's been nothing. But I would bet the under on 91 yards for Henry on Sunday. Despite everything, I would take the under.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to kind of look at it, and historically, if I'm going back just a little bit, anytime heading into a week that people like you and I have kind of talked about the running back on the other team, the Chiefs, for the most part, have done a pretty good job against him. If you go back to the Super Bowl a few years back when they went up against Christian McCaffrey, I thought Christian McCaffrey was the best non-quarterback in the league that year. Chiefs did a really good job against him in that matchup. They've gone against Saquon Barkley these last couple of times. In week two, also in the Super Bowl, Saquon Barkley didn't have a tremendous game against Kansas City. So I don't know if there's any reason to think that Derrick Henry, like if you're asking me from a rushing perspective, who am I more worried about heading into Sunday's game? The answer is Lamar Jackson over Derrick Henry, and I don't necessarily think that it's close. I think they have the infrastructure in place to keep Derrick Henry somewhat in check. I don't really think they have the infrastructure to keep Lamar Jackson in check. If Lamar Jackson on a 3rd and 5 decides that he wants to get out and scramble and run, I think he'll be able to do so, where a lot of the expectation is going to be, and this is where I thought the Lions did a really good job against him, is can you win up front with your front four? Can you create pressure? Can you force it where Lamar holds on to the ball too long, and then you can get some of those covered sacks? He got sacked 7 times on Monday night. That's not all your offensive line wasn't good enough. That's a lot on you holding the ball for too long, trying to make a play and you not getting it out your hands quick enough. Can their defensive line win the matchups like they won in week 3 against the Giants?
And if they can, I think the Chiefs have a really good chance to win. I looked at the numbers just to have them in front of me. Last year, the season opener was Chiefs and Ravens. The Ravens had just signed Derrick Henry. It was, oh man, they have Derrick Henry. What are they going to do? All this, that, and the other. Derrick Henry had 13 carries for 46 yards. And the Chiefs won the game, obviously. It came down to what was Mitch Holtis call the Chiefs win by a toenail. But if the Chiefs hold Derrick Henry on Sunday to what they did in week 1 last season, under 50 yards, I think the Chiefs win comfortably, because Derrick Henry is the engine that makes that offense go. I think Lamar Jackson is incredible, but if you can key in on Lamar Jackson, you can make that team a little one-dimensional. So I think the Chiefs have a really good chance of shutting down Derrick Henry. I do worry about Lamar Jackson a little bit, because I think if we pulled his rushing numbers, and we can do this later in the week, I think he's actually rushed pretty well against the Chiefs, which is problematic. I think he had 100 yards last year against the Chiefs.
I just don't think you can take both of them away from an offense. I think it's just really, really difficult to where you're going to have to kind of sell out to stop one of those things. You can sell out to stop Derrick Henry. I just don't know if you have, or a lot of teams have, the ability to take both of those guys out of the run game. Their run game is just designed in where you can't take both of them out of it. So maybe you hold Derrick Henry to 56 yards rushing in there, then that opens up some lanes for Lamar. He's keeping it on the RPOs. And I mean, there's a reason why he's the most dangerous rushing threat we have ever seen as a quarterback in the National Football League. Speaking of the quarterback position, hit it, Rob.
He's QB1.
And at quarterback from Texas Tech, number 15, Patrick Mahomes.
He's a 3-time Super Bowl champion.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet.
2-time MVP and 3-time Super Bowl MVP.
Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right, 3 drives, 3 touchdowns for the Chiefs.
And you can hear him right here every week with CDOT, exclusively on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Every week, the appearances for the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, they are brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly's Tires. They have certified techs that have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to the Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. Our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs started with, how good does it feel to be back in the win column?
Yeah, no, it feels good. I mean, obviously, we don't like losing, and losing 2 straight to start the season is something that we hadn't done before. So Getting that win was the utmost importance, and we were able to get that done, and now we move on to Baltimore.
We'll get back to football here in just a little bit, but the weather in Kansas City is changing. One thing that I love that you do is I feel like every year you take us on a family fall outing with you guys. Have you guys already planned this? What do you have planned for the fall?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be something along those lines. You know, it's kind of easy because I obviously have to take my family, and the places that we go to are so gracious and letting me kind of get some room to have the park. And so I like to invite the other guys on the team so they can have on one of our day offs time with their family, and that's important because when you're happy at home, man, it gives you better energy when you're in the building.
What's your favorite fall activity? You seem like, you know, somebody who enjoys a corn maze or two.
Yeah, I mean, I have since I've been here. I wasn't big on the whole, like, pumpkin patches and the corn mazes growing up, but being here in Kansas City, you can see how well it's done here, and so I'm excited to get back out there and get to something, if that's a corn maze, pumpkin patch, something like that, and then my kids are super excited about Halloween, and they're getting their costumes and stuff ready, so I'm sure that'll be a big day in the Mahomes household.
Okay, you and I have been doing these interviews for like 4 or 5 years, and I'm not sure if I've ever asked you this question. Pumpkin spice latte, is that a thumbs up or a thumbs down for you?
It's not for me. It's not even that I don't like the taste or anything like that. I'm just, when I drink kind of my coffees in general, I just drink them black, so it's like a little bit too much for me, but I guess I could have it in little bit of pieces here and there. It's not like I want the full latte.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Let's talk about Tyquan Thornton. I thought it was a very big part in the game that you went deep to him on a ball. He narrowly misses it. It would have been a great catch, and then you go right back to him. Tell us a little bit more about you guys' relationship and the trust that you've built up with him early on in his career in Kansas City.
Yeah, I think he's done a great job of just continuing to get better and better. You know, he asked the right questions. He always is trying to be on the same page with me, and I feel like it's just a start, you know, because we've missed on a couple of these deep shots too as well, and then a lot of it's my fault, and then some of it's just miscommunication between me and him. But he's someone that works extremely hard, puts in the work, and he's a good dude in the locker room as well. And so I think he's going to continue to get better and better. And as we add guys back, it's going to give him more opportunities to make these big plays.
Where does that rank in terms of catches that you've seen in your time in Kansas City there? Because I'm sitting there thinking, you know, when you and I were growing up and watching SportsCenter Top 10, that's one of the ones that would have been high up on the list.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, first of all, the angle I had to throw it from, it wasn't from the normal release spot, and I'm rolling to the right, throwing it back across the field. He has to find the football with a guy kind of in the way, and then to use your hands, make a strong catch, and hold it down when the guy had really good coverage. I mean, it was a tough catch. I told him that it was harder. The first catch was easier than the second catch, but he made the hard one. So either way, we got it down there to the 1 yard line, and we're able to punch it in for the touchdown.
Now that you are, you know, one of the older guys on the team, not calling you an old guy, but you're one of the older guys on the team. How rewarding is it to see a young guy like Tyquan kind of come in and just grow as his role has grown in the offense in these first 3 weeks?
Yeah, I mean it's super important, honestly, and obviously it's great to see for him and for this offense, but just someone that puts in the work, and it shows that if you put in the work and you continue to work, you can have a role in this offense. You can make big plays in big moments, and obviously it's going to be important for us as the season goes on, and it's been super important at the beginning of the season. So I think his role will continue to grow, and we'll be able to add some other guys back here and there, hopefully over these next few weeks, and really get this offense off the ground.
Let's keep it with the wide receivers. We just saw the report that everybody is scheduled to practice for you guys today. You've seen Xavier Worthy over these last couple of weeks. He's been able to practice but hasn't been able to play. How do you think he's looked in practice? How close do you think he is to being able to get back on the field?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's really close. I mean, it's more about just us being a little bit more safe about it than we necessarily I guess the word would be more safe about it and more cautious of it, just knowing it's early in the season. Obviously, every game is important. He's a player that's going to do a lot of great things in Kansas City. So I feel like he wants to be out there. He's practicing. He's getting the reps in. They're going to make the best decision for our team at the end of the day, for now and for the long term. And I trust that our medical staff and the coaches know when the right time to put him out there is. But I know he's itching to get back on that football field.
Speaking of someone itching to get back on the football field is Rashee Rice. I just saw that he is able to be back in the facility. How good is it to have him around?
Yeah, man. I mean, it really boosts the morale, man. I think just having that guy, he's always got a smile on his face, and he's one of the leaders of that receiving room. We have a lot of young guys there, and he's kind of been the guy that's been in the Super Bowl. He's won the Super Bowl, and he's made a lot of big plays. And just to have him in that room to kind of complete the room, I think the guys are super excited about it. Obviously, he can't practice with us, but he can be in some of those meetings and stuff like that. And it's always good to have the guys back in the building, the guys that you put the work in with.
I was just going to ask you, how do you guys get him ready even though you can't practice? Is it just extra film time? Is it just kind of rebuilding that camaraderie? How do you guys get him ready to come back in 3 weeks?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, first off, you build the camaraderie and just being back in the building and him getting to hear the plays. Because even though it's 6 weeks, I mean, the offense changes and the plays change, and we work off stuff that's worked and versus what defenses are giving to us. And so for him to be in the building to hear that stuff and how we're talking about plays, it's going to help streamline that the progression of him getting back whenever he can be back. And so he can work out by himself and he can kind of stay in shape and do stuff like that. But being in the building, listening to us, how we talk, and then kind of keeping those relationships going so that when he gets here, we can kind of hit the ground running. It'll be important.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, here for a few more minutes. Patrick, certainly tell me if you think I'm wrong when it comes to this. It feels like you and Kelce's connection has just been a hair off. You guys have had so many big plays, so many moments. It feels like it's just a shade off at times on some of these plays. Are you getting the same feeling?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think the biggest one was when I just like dirted the ball. I mean, he was open early and I got greedy and was trying to throw the ball down the field and said just getting the football to him earlier, and then when I threw the ball, kind of just yanked it to the left and yanked it down to the ground. So I think he's done a great job this year getting open and making stuff happen. And so for me, it's just about getting the football to him, giving him more opportunities. And as I watch film, he's getting more open than even the opportunities I'm giving him. So just trusting in him that he's going to make the plays happen. And I'm sure as the season goes on, he'll continue to make big plays.
Obviously, things happen on the sideline. It's fiery. Everybody wants to win. There was a moment between Travis and Coach Reed. How did you guys as a team respond to that moment?
You know, what's crazy is I didn't even know about it until after the game. So I think more than anything, man, it's just two people that love football and love the Kansas City Chiefs and love each other. And so we're passionate. We love the game. We want to be at our best every single time we step on the field. And I think more than anything, man, it just made us play even better. So, I mean, when you know the guys love each other and that they're showing passion, you know it's for the right reasons. And so we'll go out there and continue to get better and better.
I've heard you mention this before. You know, you don't really always see it when it comes to Andy. But, you know, there's definitely times where he's a little bit fiery. You see it in the video. Like, you rarely see him get animated like that. But when he does, he was kind of equally giving it back.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's a football player at the end of the day. I mean, I know he's a coach now, and he's been a coach for a long time. But, I mean, he was offensive lineman. He was a good football player, and he has that mentality. And that's what you want is you want a coach that cares. And Coach Reed cares, and I think everybody in this building knows that. And so he's going to push us to be the best that we can be. And he does a good job of being the calm force when we need it to be. But when we need that fire, he can bring it too.
I feel like in rap they talk about, you know, those top three artists with Drake, Cole, and Kendrick. I feel like you have that right now in the NFL with yourself, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson. You guys are just linked together. You guys always seem to play each other when it comes to the postseason. What is it like to be a part of that group and have such competitive matchups between you three?
I mean, it's fun. I mean, you're going to get the best of the best every single time you step on the football field against one of those guys and their teams as well. And so I think more than anything, it makes you raise your game to another level. I mean, you have to in order to find a way to compete and to find a way to win. And so when you play against the best, man, you bring out the best in yourself. And so it's competition, but it's a bunch of respect there as well. And so I'm just excited to step on that football field and play against one of the best teams in the league.
We asked you last week about a must-win game, and you said you don't really look at regular season games that way. It certainly makes sense. This feels like a really important swing game with both teams being 1-2 right now. One of these teams is going to be 2-2 heading into October, and the other team's going to have to do a little bit of work. This feels like a really important momentum swing game for both you and Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, anytime you're below 500, you want to find a way to get that momentum back into your favor. And obviously, we are and they are, but at the same time, we both know how good both football teams are. And so both of us are trying to get our season back on track, and we're both going to come out with that fire and that attention to detail to go out there and play our best football. And it's going to be a great football game.
Right now, if you look at the odds, you guys are considered to be a underdog in this game. You guys are at home again. This is the second consecutive game that that's the case. Do you guys take that as disrespect? Do you guys care at all about how people project you guys right now?
I mean, I didn't know that, but I mean, more than anything, I think we never feel like underdogs. I mean, I've said it several times. We feel like we can beat anybody that we step on the field and play. And so we give them the respect, and we know how good this football team is, and we've played a lot of games against them and know that. But at the end of the day, we're going to go in with the mentality. If we think if we play our best football, we can win.
Patrick, man, really appreciate your time. Happy to catch up with you next week.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Absolutely. That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. He joins us every Wednesday at 3:15. The appearances by Patrick Mahomes are brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. Coming up in about 40 minutes, Jeff Schwartz is going to join us on the show to talk about the Chiefs offensive line and what's going on with the run game. Coming up on the other side, we'll get back to the top story. Andy Reid commented on Juwan Taylor. We'll discuss it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965. The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Welcome back into The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here. We led the show with this earlier today. Andy Reid commented about Juwan Taylor. Matt Nagy said 2 weeks ago, almost 2 weeks ago now at this time, that, hey, Juwan Taylor had to clean up the penalties. They weren't going to accept it anymore. He has committed three penalties since Matt Nagy said that. One of the first questions in the press conference today is, hey, where are you guys at with Juwan Taylor? What is the plan? Here's what Andy Reid said.
You know, when he doesn't have the penalties, his percentage has been good. So, you could argue one of the better tackles in his pass protection game. You know, so I'm conscious of that, and then I'll take care of it from there.
This is what kind of trips me out about the Chiefs, where sometimes I feel like I'm crazy or don't know what I'm talking about. The way that the Chiefs talk about their offensive line and what I actually see on Sunday very rarely lines up with one another. Like, if you are going to go off how they talk about their offensive line, they think they have one of the steals in the NFL draft over at left tackle. The numbers would suggest that they have one of the steals at left tackle. This is not an anti-Josh Simmons take. He has had a great start to his career. There's no reason to spend a lot of time on it. The Chiefs feel like they have the best center in the National Football League. They clearly feel like they have the best right guard in the National Football League based off the contract that they gave him less than 6 weeks ago. They gave him a boatload of money. They clearly like Juwan Taylor. If you look at the way that his contract was structured, if you are just listening to what Andy says, hey, once you get past the penalties, he's still a plus pass blocker. Well, why does their offensive line look the way that it looks? Why does it look like Pat doesn't have the necessary time in the backfield to step into throws? Why does it appear like Pat doesn't trust the offensive line and is maybe seeing ghosts and moving around and moves the pocket so much? Why can't you run the football successfully? Like, the way that they talk about their offensive line, and then when we watch the games, like, for the way that they talk about the offensive line, you would think that you get the same production that the Lions get, or the same production that you think Philadelphia gets, or Buffalo, or one of those kind of teams. Like, they talk about themselves like they have an elite, high-level offensive line. And then I watch the games, and that's just not what I see. Am I tripping? Am I the only one that feels this way? Because do you feel like the Chiefs are just completely set on the right side of that offensive line? Forget the names, forget the accolades, how much they've spent. That right side. So if there's a 3rd and 2 in Sunday's game and the Chiefs make the decision to run to the right side, are they converting that? Do you think they convert in that scenario? How many yards do you think they get on that play? Because I remember in week 2 against the Philadelphia Eagles, it was a 4th and 1 play and they ran the ball to the right side of the offensive line and their running back got hit in the backfield. Again, maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I'm being overly critical. Maybe I'm too harsh on the offensive line. But I don't know how they can watch their offensive line right now and speak about it so confidently based on the results that we've seen so far in the first 3 games.
I don't understand what they see. Now, I will fully admit, offensive line play, not my strength to break down. I would say the average fan, not their strength to break down. There are people who are better at it. Jeff Schwartz is coming on the show in 30 minutes, 35 minutes from now. He can confidently speak about offensive line play far more accurately than I can. But I agree with you when I watch the games. It doesn't feel like the Chiefs have the new and improved version of that 0-3 offensive line. I mean, I was 12, but I remember watching the 0-3 offensive line. Trent Green had eons to make plays back there. Brian Waters was player of the week in the AFC. Priest Holmes and Larry Johnson were rushing like crazy. It was the best offensive line anyone's ever seen. The way the Chiefs talk about this offensive line, you would think it's in the same category as that one. And it's not. It's not bad. I do not want to say the Chiefs offensive line is bad, but it's just run-of-the-mill average by every metric, and that's frustrating considering the amount of money they spend on that side of the ball to be just run-of-the-mill average at the position.
Yeah, and this text is a fair question. Hey, guys, what if Jalen Moore is really underperforming and they think that Pat is safer with Juwan? Then it is one of the biggest misses in Brett Veach's career, if that's the case. It's one of the biggest misses. The Chiefs were about as conservative as you could possibly be when it comes to their offense. They brought back everybody from last year. They signed Elijah Mitchell, and they got Jalen Moore. That's all they did. They didn't overhaul anything. They didn't go and try to really infuse some new blood into things. They played it really safe to the vest, really conservative, and that's fine. You were expecting to get certain guys healthy. You weren't expecting to lose your wide receiver on the first offensive drive of the season. I understand how things have changed. But if you were telling me that they gave a player $21 million in the offseason and they don't think that he's good enough to get out on the field and that's all you did in free agency, you didn't do anything else of note, then that is a tremendous miss in the middle of your quarterback's prime. The number one thing that Brett Veach is responsible for is giving yourself the best possible chance every single year while you have been given a gift of one of the 3 greatest quarterbacks that we've ever seen. for you to basically pass in free agency when it comes to their offense, and then the one time you cobbled some coin together, you don't think that guy can play. I don't know how I can take that anything other than a tremendous swing and miss with the offense. So I can't tell you if they feel that way or they don't feel that way. Let's see how the season continues to progress. But if they think Juwan Taylor is better than Jalen Moore, then they basically didn't have an offseason in free agency. And then we got to open our question up to 2026 when either you are going to renegotiate a contract with Juwan Taylor and give him more guaranteed money, more job security, or you're going to have to hand the keys over to Jalen Moore at some point anyway because you have him under contract.
I don't know if we need to have the conversation today, but if we're talking about swings and misses, we don't have to talk about the hypothetical because there are a couple swings and misses on that offensive line based on the contract that was doled out. Is Creed Humphrey the best center in football right now? I would tell you he's not. He's paid like he is. He's not. Is Trey Smith the best right guard in football right now? He's paid like he is. I don't think he's playing that way. So we don't have to talk about hypothetical swings and misses with Jalen Moore's first day of free agency contract, and now he's watching Juwan Taylor fall start and hold each week. We can talk about the contracts that Brett Veach did dole out with the guys that are on the field, and they are paying a premium for interior offensive line, and I would tell you they are not getting a premium return, which the saying you always say is you got to pay for what you're going to get, not what you've gotten before. Right now, the Chiefs are paying for past performance with Creed and Trey because they're not living up to their contracts.
And I think this is also a fair point. I want to acknowledge fair points. CDOT, I think that the Chiefs are saving Jalen Moore for if their rookie left tackle gets hurt. It's a very fair plan. The plan doesn't include if your current right tackle underperforms, if that's what you think his job is going to be next year. Like if I pull you guys right now, and I tell you that Jalen Moore is on the 2026 Chiefs. Maybe you think he's not on the Chiefs. Maybe he just got $21 million to hang out with the team for a year. Be a great gig. I wish more people could sign up for that plan. What position do you think he plays next year? Because it's not left tackle. They already got their left tackle. You think he plays right tackle. Right now, Juwan Taylor's grade on Pro Football Focus, if you're somebody that buys into Pro Football Focus, it's 45. Pro Football Focus is telling you that they have a below average right tackle right now. Now, they're telling you maybe it's in run blocking, but he's so great in pass blocking. And again, I don't know how you can say, well, other than the penalties matter. She can be a good girlfriend, but if every Friday she's dating somebody else, it limits how great your relationship can be. She might be phenomenal those other 6 days. That seventh day, she's spending more time with Tim than she's spending with you. That matters in your relationship. So for him to say that, I mean, outside of the penalties matter. It was a 3rd and 12. He got an illegal procedure. It erased a 17-yard play. You then didn't score on the drive. That's significant. So I just don't know how we can gloss past that. I wouldn't feel as strongly about this if we were debating it between Wanya Morris. If we were talking about Wanya Morris stepping in at right tackle, I would understand why they have the position that they have. You loved Jalen Moore. That was your big move this offseason. Day one of free agency, we're going to go out and spend the money to get Jalen Moore. Jalen Moore hasn't only played left tackle in his career. He's done a little bit of everything. He's played some guard. He's played some right tackle. I mean, he wasn't playing a whole lot of left tackle in San Francisco. They got a Hall of Famer at left tackle. So it's not like him playing right tackle is a new thing for them. So if his role is breaking case of emergency, okay, that's fine. What would Juwan Taylor have to do for it to constitute an emergency? I get it. If Josh Simmons gets hurt, that's an emergency. You plug him right in there. How many more? Let's say Juwan Taylor gets two penalties in the first half of this game. That's not being negative. He's the most penalized player in the league. That's a very realistic thing that could happen. Are you prepared to make the switch there? Those penalties, they matter. They add up. And they are a negative for your offense right now that just, you already have a negative with no Rice. You already have a negative with no Xavier Worthy. You can't continue to carry a negative from one of your highest paid players on the team. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, Jeff Schwartz is going to join us to talk about the Chiefs offensive line. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
So I was reading a story earlier today on ESPN.com, and the story was about potential moves or trades that the Chiefs could make. And one of the players was a running back from the Miami Dolphins. He was a mid-round pick last year. He has been injured. And now, if you look at the Dolphins' depth chart, Devon Achane, he's their starting running back. Ollie Gordon, they got him out of Oklahoma State. The player that I'm talking about is Jalen Wright. He was a fourth-round pick last year. It was pick 120. He hasn't played so far this season. Didn't really have a great rookie year last year, but seems to me to be a player who could just use a change of scenery. If there is any message that we should take from this Tyquan Thornton thing, it is that I can't solely judge if you're a good NFL player or not based off you being drafted to a bad team in a bad situation and because you had a couple of injuries early on in your career. That is exactly what Tyquan Thornton was. Tyquan Thornton was drafted by a team that didn't really have a solid foundation, didn't have competent quarterback play. He dealt with some injuries early on in his career, and the Patriots, who have struggled to evaluate skill position players for maybe the last decade, then said he couldn't play. Well, I'm looking at this Dolphins team. Now, the Dolphins have certainly better skill position players, but just because they don't think he can play, that doesn't tell me that he still can't help you. Now, he is injured right now, but you would have to think that you could possibly get him for real, real cheap. And it's also important to note that you're not making a move anytime soon. I think that if the Chiefs end up making one of these kinds of moves to get a running back, I think it's going to end up being somebody like that. Rob, do you really know where this Alvin Kamara stuff has really come from? Because that's been a player that a lot of people have kind of thrown out, Alvin Kamara. I don't know how you can look at Alvin Kamara's contract and then think that that's one that the Chiefs are interested in picking up for next year. He has a dead cap next season of $18 million. His base salary is $11 million. So either you think the Chiefs are going to extend Alvin Kamara if they trade him, or you think that they're willing to go from a running back room right now that pays $4 million for the whole room to a running back room next year that could pay out like $15 million. I don't really know where all this Alvin Kamara conversation came with as a player that that the Chiefs would seriously consider adding to their roster just based off the way his contract is structured.
Is the Alvin Kamara conversation coming from actual people or is it coming from fans? Because if it's coming from actual people, I 100% agree with you. If there are actual articles and things out there, it doesn't make any sense to me. Alvin Kamara, to me, screams of fans making this jump. Hey, the Saints stink. Alvin Kamara's good. Bing, bang, boom. Trade time. Like, I think that's where the logic comes from with Alvin Kamara. But I don't know that when you get into the logistics, it makes any sense at all. The Chiefs, for better or worse, have been, what, the cheapest team in the NFL at running back? One of the top five cheapest teams in the NFL running back? You think they're absorbing Alvin Kamara's dead cap just because they're going to add a, is he 30 now, your old running back? I don't get where the Kamara stuff's coming from. I think it's coming from his fans speculating on, they need a running back. Let's start Googling bad teams and their roster, and let's just connect dots.
I mean, to me, the player that, like, if you're looking for somebody who I think is in the line of what the Chiefs are looking for, someone texted this name, and I looked at his contract. A player like Tony Pollard, to me, makes a lot of sense. You can get out of the contract at the end of the season if you want to. You would have to assume that it's a low acquisition cost. Tony Pollard ain't costing you a third-round pick. Right now, his base salary is around $6 million. So let's say as the season progresses, you get that number down to around $3.2 million. Let's say that the Titans are ready to pick up a little bit of money to potentially help themselves get a better draft pick. To me, that's the kind of player that I think we're talking about. I think if the Chiefs are going to make a move at running back, they're either going to make a move at running back for a player like Jalen Wright, who has failed on his first team, been injured, not getting the playing time, not getting the opportunities. They trade a sixth round pick for him and just see if there's anything left, or they trade for a guy like Tony Pollard, a name that you've heard of before, on an expiring contract, to use a NBA term, a guy whose contract you can get out of at the end of the season and basically treat it like a seven game contract. Those are the only kind of players I can see him going for. I would just be really surprised if they made a move for a player like Alvin Kamara that basically locks him in on next year's team at a price that I don't think they're close to being willing to spend.
So I agree with you from a 10,000 foot view. I think a name like Pollard is very much in play for the Chiefs because of the contract and all those things. I would also tell you names in that Pollard vein are not really cures to the problem. They are just kind of more, they're not even more bodies. It's different bodies. Do you know what Tony Pollard's yards per carry is this year?
It's not good.
3.6.
I hear what you're saying.
He's just old Isaiah Pacheco.
I hear what you're saying. I just, you know, I always say there's March and April problems. I don't know who you think that they are getting. Like, there's no 25-year-old in their prime running back coming to join the Chiefs for the 2025 season. That player just don't exist. Or if that player exists, why is a team giving that player to Kansas City? So I hear what you're saying. I'm with you. Tell me how they improve the running back room then if you think the improvement is coming from outside the building. It's either coming from a Jalen Wright who just has no NFL history, no track record. None. He has none. Or it's coming from you try to find your DeAndre Hopkins, but this time you find him in the running back room. Those are the only options that I think you find. There is no 24-year-old number two back on a team that's not making any money, that has a lot of tremendous upside that a team is just giving to you at the trade deadline. No, that ain't happening.
The text line is saying Breece Hall. The acquisition cost on Breece Hall would be a lot higher than Tony Pollard.
And you're also giving him a contract at the end of the season. Like, you aren't just picking up Breece Hall to then just let him walk in free agency at the end of it. So if you guys are telling me that you're perfectly fine with Breece Hall, who is an unrestricted free agent at the end of the season, if you're fine with trading with Breece Hall for the mindset of, all right, well, then we're going to sign him to a long-term deal, that's fine. But
you know I'm not pro that plan.
I'm with you. That's what I'm saying. It's like, if you're telling me that Breece Hall is going to be that player, so you're going to get him, are the Chiefs willing to spend a possibly third or fourth round pick for a player that they don't want to sign at the end of the season? Maybe they're willing to do it. But I would just ask the question, you guys weren't willing to spend a third or fourth round pick on a running back you could have for the next 4 years. Now you're willing to do that for a player that you're going to have for the next 2 months? It just doesn't add up to me. It just doesn't make any sense to me. None. It's like you're heading to the airport and you could have bought some $10 headphones. You're like, nah, I'll just get some. Well, now at the airport, those same headphones cost $60. Why didn't you get some when you were sitting there at Target? It just doesn't make any sense to me how now we can be fine with them doing this. It just doesn't add up to me. I'm not really understanding it. Coming up at the top of the hour, I want to play for you guys. Speck says, Speck sometimes, he itches to still be behind the mic and give you guys his opinion. We recorded what he had to say about the Chiefs. We'll play it for you next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.